Okay, we've travelled quite a long way already. We've seen that computers are just devices which take data in and produce data out. We've seen that that's all that programs actually do. And we've also discovered that programs are actually quite useful for taking data which is program designs and then producing other programs. That's what the App Studio system does. You feed the designs in one end and a program comes out of the other. In fact, this is the slide that tells you all about it. Here's my raw data, my page designs and my instructions. App Studio's in the middle and out comes the program which the user can download onto their phone and play with. What I want to do now is take a look at how this really works and go and see some code. Now, there's some pretty scary stuff in this. I'll give you a kind of health warning. What you're seeing is the kind of stuff that people will see after the end of a computer science course, okay? So this is actually hairy stuff, but don't worry, because you don't need to know all of it. I'm going to take you through just the bits I think you need to know, and you can still get a feel for how it works just by looking at this stuff. As you get more and more into the business, more and more of the bits on the screen start to make sense, and you become more and more expert. But for now, don't worry about that. Just stick with me. I'll see you right, and we'll get through to the end, and hopefully you'll have learned something and be keen to have a go at writing programs of your own. So there's these three things going in: raw data, page designs, and instructions. In computer terms, we could actually switch that to talking about tables of data, a markup language that describes whereabouts on the pages things are supposed to go, and program code that describes what the code is supposed to do. And these are actually the more technical descriptions of what's going to happen when we get our program to run. And what I want to do now is take a look at each of these three things, and then we're going to put on our explorer's hats and head off inside Visual Studio and take a look at the actual way in which the behaviors inside the program are actually made to work. Okay, so a table of data, we've seen this. We've seen it inside the App Studio editor. We have a whole bunch of stuff actually organized in terms of a table that contains a title, which is text, a subtitle, which is text, an image URL, the address on the web of a picture, a description, which is text, an address, and a phone number. And these are all structured to actually put the data into a meaningful context. Databases work the same way as this. Each column in the table has a particular name. If we were classifying jam jars, I'm not sure why I got onto that one, but if we were, you could have things like the name of the jam jar, its width, its capacity, was it made of glass or plastic, and so on and so on. So you would design the table of data to match the information which is held in the system. People are very concerned at the moment about how large companies are storing huge amounts of data about you. When they do it, they store the information in tables like this. Markup language, okay. Everybody has used a markup language. I know this because everybody has used a web browser. When you browse the web, the format that the pages come down the line in is called HTML, or hypertext markup language. And the key word here is markup. These words, body, H1, P, end of the body, end of the HTML. These are markup instructions to the computer to say, hey, this bit's important, it should be a heading. This bit's not so important, it's just ordinary, this is just a paragraph. And so this is like a markup set of instructions to tell the computer whereabouts on the page things are supposed to go and what type of data, whether it's a heading or a page or in bold or underlined, the data formatting that goes with that. When you write a program, you can't use a markup language because it's not quite flexible enough. Well, you can use a markup language, you can't use HTML. You have to invent a slightly more interesting one. The Windows operating system uses a thing called XAML, which stands for Extensible Application Markup Language, and this has got a steer towards writing programs. If you look at what we've got here, we have, it looks like the HTML, but it's a bit different. We have a text block with a piece of text that says enter your name. It's 120 pixels wide. We have a name text box, which is the place where you type something, and then we have a button called OK. Now, the idea here is that I'm telling the computer I want to tell the user something, I want a place where they can type some input, and I want a button they can press when they've finished. So this is how, in the program we're going to see in Visual Studio, the designer can explain exactly what it is that needs to be in the program and where it needs to go. And this is it is a markup language. It's not HTML because we're doing more than just headings and paragraphs. We're telling the system about buttons and things, and the extensible word's interesting too, because we might make new things. We might make a special kind of display just for a personnel record or for a museum or whatnot. In that case, we can design our own components like this and put them in as well. So the whole thing has been designed to be extended. And so it's a special custom language used for programmers, but it's easy to understand. Anybody could look at that and think, at least, okay, one of those things is a button and it will have okay inside it. And so this is just how we describe to the computer and the program which will make this display exactly what needs to go on there. And the final bit is the code. This is the method, a piece of program code that will run when the user clicks that button. This is the program code which takes in the input and displays the output in the form of whatever we want to have happen. So when the user presses the button, our program will have to do something, take that name and do something with it. I haven't actually filled this code in. At the moment, there's just a comment to remind me to actually put some code in there later. This is written in a language called C Sharp. There are many, many, many different programming languages. You will have to learn, if you want to become a programmer, at least one of them. I recommend starting with C Sharp. It's quite a nice language to learn initially. But what we will be doing with our programming language, and we'll look at some code a little bit later, is actually perform some instructions that would perhaps take that name and store it somewhere. And so the idea is that we have this link which runs between the display the user sees, the action the user performs, and a piece of code that actually gets obeyed. And this is, again, hey, wow, it's a data processor. It's the same thing again. We've got stuff going in, actions from the user which are triggering things happening in our design for the user interface. We've got code that takes behaviors and runs with them, and then we've got data produced. In this case, what could happen is the user will press the OK button, having typed their name, my code would take that name and place it in a table somewhere. If you think about it, that's exactly what App Studio is doing when we fill in the pages that design the data on the web form. So everything ends up sort of mapping back onto itself, which is kind of interesting. What we're going to do now is think in terms of actually exploring the My City Venice application and digging into how this software actually works. And we're going to find out how easy it is for program makers to structure their solutions using a thing called objects. That's our final piece, and then we'll be done. If you're going to do that kind of thing, you have to have a nice set of tools, a good place to work. If you look at my toolkit here, there's a pretty good collection of components and tools, and the big spanner is very useful to actually mend things around the house. People who write programs have their own set of tools. So what I want to do now is show you the tool which you'll be looking at to actually take a look inside the application that we've written. It's called Visual Studio. Now, I always hate it when someone tells me how easy something is, and I kind of believe them, and then they show me a thing which looks like a kind of space shuttle control panel with buttons and lights and goodness knows what are there. This does look rather scary, and I apologize for that. That's because it's a professional tool, and it's actually used in industry to produce lots and lots of huge applications. Don't worry about the scariness. I'll take you through it all. This is just one tool, Visual Studio. There are lots of other tools out there you can use to make programs. Eclipse is one, and different platforms quite often have their own different application creating environments. And so this is Visual Studio. It's a programming environment. It's a place you go to work. You go in there, you design your program, you run it, and you test it. That's what Visual Studio is all about. And this is a picture of my neck of the woods. This is how my Visual Studio looks. It's customized for me, like any craftsman. A computer scientist is a kind of craftsman, that they make things like craftsmen do. I've customized it for me. I've got extra tools for doing embedded work on there. I've got some other bits and pieces. I've chosen the color and the layout to match what I'd like to have. If you use Visual Studio, you will customize it too. Maybe you prefer to have white text on the dark background. That's entirely up to you. But it'll have the same fundamentals, and when I go through it in the next part, it'll all sort of map onto the behaviors you'll find in your program as well. It's an amazing tool. You get a free version to play with if you like, and you can use that to open up the solution that Application Studio made for us and actually play with it. And that's what we're going to do next. So we're going to go inside the application, open the hood if you like, take a look at the engine and how it goes, and figure out exactly what's going on in there. Okay, here we are in Visual Studio, and I've opened it up to show the page in my application that should show me the list of all the museums. On the left you can see what the phone screen would look like, on the right you can see all the various program source files that make the code up, and in the middle you can see the XAML which describes what the page looks like. I'm looking for the museum data, I can't seem to find it. If I switch to the museum's view page, I see some XAML, which is this stuff that tells me what the screen looks like, this markup language, with markers in place for title and subtitle and bindings. Remember that? This is the link between the actual data and the place where it's displayed. So we have something which contains a title item and a subtitle item, and that's defined in an object which holds title information along with the description, the addresses, the phone number, and you should be noticing now that these things are the things that were in the table that we made in App Studio way back. If I go here, I can see where these values get set. This is the part of the program that sets those values, and you can even find the nice in summer piece here that we added. So what we have here is a way we've gone from the actual screen itself that contains the data, to the XAML which contains the bindings, to the objects that contain the actual message. And so you can see that what's happened is the system has produced this for us, tied it all together, and that's how it works. So when we had a look inside Visual Studio, we found that the actual data which goes into our computer program and the way it manipulates it is all structured in terms of objects. They expose bits and pieces we can bind to the display. This is how modern programs work. So you can think in terms of building blocks, not individual items. And this is actually a terribly useful way to regard things. Modern software is all built using objects which are bound together, which makes that picture actually kind of appropriate. So, to wrap up, computers just take in data, process it, and produce data output. And we can construct programs knowing just this, because App Studio lets us build things with data in them according to this model. And the magnificent tools you can get out there, like App Studio, will allow you to make applications without ever having to get inside the code. But, and this is really important, there's nothing magical happening here. We've drilled down, we've seen the data, we've found out about the Doge's palace, and so we know that at the bottom of this is just a sequence of instructions and some data which the instructions work on, and an output which the user of the program will see.